This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We actually all made predictions for where we thought DJ would end up in 2025. So it is a little bit different because we were figuring it would be next year.
Right.
Just for the record, here are our predictions that we gave yesterday. Sean Morash predicted the Denver Broncos. Tommy Lugauer predicted the Carolina Panthers. I predicted the Washington Commanders. And Tiki predicted the Las Vegas Raiders. And we'll go through the room here. Do your opinions change? Are you going to double down on your initial thought, even though the circumstances have changed and the timing has changed? Or, and you obviously have the right to, we can rip it up and start over. So, Sean, I'll start with you. You said the Broncos yesterday. Obviously, the Denver Broncos are getting a pretty damn good rookie year out of Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. Their backup is Jared Stidham, and their third-string quarterback is Zachariah Wilson. So I assume you're going to pivot off the Denver Broncos.
No, Broncos are alive, and I'm going back to the connection there. The quarterback coach is Daniel Jones' former backup, Davis Webb, who I think puts in a good word. The Broncos are alive. If Bo Nix should go down, do you want Daniel Jones or do you want Jared Stidham playing? I'd rather have Daniel Jones playing, and that means Zach Wilson is cut from the Denver Broncos. I will take Daniel Jones to Denver.
Imagine that.
There's no way Zach Wilson's getting cut, and you know why?
Why?
Because Sean Payton is arrogant as hell.
Oh.
And when Sean Payton tells you, I'm going to make Zach Wilson some money. I'm going to turn him into a player that people want. He's not giving up on him. I'm just telling you.
And you know what else?
But couldn't he just go to the practice squad if he was really, you know what I mean?
No. I mean, somebody would pick him up.
Somebody could pick him up, yeah. And Zach has more confidence in Zach Wilson than Justin Herbert.
Maybe he would go make some money on his own. But I get the sense that Sean Payton wants to do it.
Yeah. Okay. And Sean Payton seems, I don't know him. You guys do, obviously. Well, Sean doesn't. He just named his daughter after him. So I guess it's a little bit different. He seems very vindictive.
He's not vindictive.
No.
He's just very sure of himself.
I think he wants to stick it to your guy, Nate Hackett, and say, look, I got Zach Wilson. Look, I performed magic. Look how great he is. You all failed. That's what I think, but what the Maybe. Hell do I know? All Maybe. Right, so you're sticking with the Broncos. Tiki, you said the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday. Obviously, yeah. the Raiders are in this weird spot where they're sort of tanking, but we're not really sure. They've got Gardner Minshew. They've got Desmond yeah. Ritter. Do you stick with the Raiders?
Aiden O'Connell's the backup, technically.
Oh, yeah, Aiden O'Connell. I forgot about him.
So, I don't know. So we're now thinking short-term or long-term.
Well, once he clears waivers, he could sign immediately.
So here's the thing. He's going to get signed by one of two different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is let's pick up a veteran, younger backup, or not even backup, just quarterback, because our team is bad and we need to maybe create competition for whoever is in camp for us next year. Let's get a head start, see if we can sign him, to a long-term deal or a 2-year deal or something before he hits free agency type of thing. That's one thing. The other scenario, which I think is more likely now, so this is going to eliminate my Las Vegas Raiders pick, mm-hmm. a team that has a real shot at going deep into the postseason but does not have a quality veteran backup
yep.
quarterback.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so there's a couple of teams
mm-hmm.
that qualify here. Philly is one. We're kind of joking about it. But Philly is definitely one.
I wonder if they would give up on Kenny Pickett after they brought yeah. him in just less than a year ago.
I agree. So I'm just talking about the teams that yeah. are in this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So Philly is one. Detroit is another one.
Hendon Hooker is the backup for Jared Goff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think Minnesota is a third.
Nick Mullins is the current backup for Sam Darnold.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. I'm not going to say Atlanta. It's not Arizona. It's one of those three teams.
Interesting.
And so, because I think even down in Houston, they like Davis Mills as their backup quarterback. Obviously, Justin Fields, who played in the game last night, threw a I don't know what play they were thinking of him for. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like they must like him enough. So I think it's really those three teams. And so I think I'm going to say Minnesota.
Minnesota. Interesting.
Maybe because Minnesota has an odd familiarity with him. Because 2 years ago.
He beat him.
He beat him.
He beat their asses.
Oh, can I change my answer?
Why?
Because I think I have a better answer.
Oh, good.
All right.
I'm going to go to the Green Bay Packers for this 1 year, up ahead of Malik Willis and joining Robert Saleh.
Now you're just being a troll. That's all.
Yeah. No, but it actually makes sense. Jordan Love has been banged up a bunch
this year.
Yeah,
but Malik Willis played well when he was asked to fill in.
That's the problem. Malik Willis has proven that he can win games if he has to play.
I'll take it a step further, Sean, and I mentioned this earlier in the season. I think Malik Willis played well enough where during the offseason, teams that are kind of transitioning a little bit may look at him as let's give him a look. Let's give him a look-see.
Maybe. I'm just also leaning on, I do think that the same reason the Giants paid him has to come into play here. He won a playoff game. So if you're a playoff team with some experience, Malik Willis hasn't done that.
All right. Tommy said the Carolina Panthers yesterday. And in the Carolina situation, I guess it kind of does make sense now, too, because they could give him a look and say, hey, is Daniel Jones a guy we'd want to not necessarily make our future quarterback, but maybe he's the bridge if they're going to draft another quarterback and fully give up on Bryce Young?
Yeah, well, also with Carolina, because of the division,
mm-hmm.
they have a chance to get to the playoffs.
What?
Yes.
What?
Because they're three games back in the division.
What?
So, see, they're three games back.
Hold on a second. Let me look at those standings again.
I'm just telling you, Atlanta's 6-7. The Carolina Panthers are 6-5.
You're right. They're two back in the loss column.
Two back in the loss column. So they could win that. I mean, they could be under 500 and win the division, which, by the way, is not that uncommon in the NFC South.
And they end the season in Tampa and in Atlanta.
Oh, right.
Can you guys imagine if DJ goes to Carolina and he ends up playing and they make the playoffs?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Now that we just had that conversation, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. And his performance in Germany might have started the Carolina run.
That's mm-hmm. right. All right, Tommy, so based on all that, are you going to stick with Carolina or pivot?
So I think I'm going to stick with Carolina because it makes sense for next year because he could compete with either a guy they draft or if they keep Bryce Young, so he'll be the guy to compete with a young quarterback. But if I would give a wild card team here that's going to make the playoffs, the Cardinals. Mm. Clayton Tune's their backup. I've never even heard of Clayton Tune, and I watch a lot of college football. So I feel like he could give a veteran guy. Kyler Murray's a guy that runs around a lot, could get banged up, and that's right. a team that could win the division.
So,
yeah, just coming off an injury, too, from a year ago, or at least the lingering effects sure. of it from a year ago. Who was the backup in – in what were we just talking about?
And where?
In Arizona. Carolina.
Carolina? Andy Dalton.
Remember? Is he healthy now?
That's a great question because he got into a car accident and he actually missed a little bit of time.
Yeah, he sprained his thumb, but Bryce Young had won the game, and I believe that he was eligible to play again, but they're going to stick with Bryce Young.
Got it.
So, you know what?
Now it doesn't make sense with Carolina because Andy Dalton's there.
So the reason why I'm going to disagree is I think Daniel Jones wants to play. I think just as a regular human, he goes into his car today after his meeting with John Mara, after he was all upset he didn't get an autograph from Tiki, and he goes home. I think in his brain, he's like, I want to play football. But then I think you have a conversation with your agent. And your agent's going to give you advice and say, okay, Daniel, totally get it. Obviously, it's up to you, but I want to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walk you through what's best for you. And I have a feeling his agent's going to tell him what's best for you is to not play. Mm. What's best for you is to go to a team that clearly has a quarterback, and barring something unforeseen like a major injury, you're not going to play. And I think that rehabs your value. I think that rehabs the way kind of teams view you. You get to sit behind a really good quarterback, wait out a couple of months, learn from that guy, pick up some more information from another coaching staff, and then re-enter free agency. And when you re-enter free agency, I got a feeling, Daniel, I'm his agent talking, it's going to rehab you a little bit, because the risk of going to Vegas or Carolina, while absolutely there's an avenue to play, you're learning a new playbook. You're learning a new system. What if you struggle? Like, we love you, DJ, but that's a tough spot. It's a tough spot putting you in that. And I don't think that's going to benefit you long term. So I have a feeling his agent's going to advise, let's go to a place where you're likely not going to play.
So
then you go down the list and you say, all right, where are you not going to play? Where are you going to get to learn from a really good coaching staff? Now, I look at Kansas City and I say, well, they got Carson Wentz. I mean, are they going to dump Carson Wentz for Daniel Jones?
Probably not.
Probably not. You look at Buffalo and you say, all right, are they going to dump Mitchell Trubisky for Daniel Jones?
Probably not.
Probably not. And then you have a team like the Washington Commanders. A team I said.
The Commanders.
A team I predicted yesterday. And I say, Marcus Mariota, I get to put him with a young guy who basically Dave's wanted to replace you with anyway. I give you a chance to sit there. They got a good coaching staff. My prediction is the Washington Commanders. I'm doubling down on the Washington Commanders as a place he goes. The other place I thought about was Baltimore. Was, you know, Josh Johnson's fine.
Yeah.
But Daniel Jones is better. And you sit behind Lamar. I thought Baltimore was the other place I was thinking about. So I'm thinking about the Beltway area, but I'm going to stick with the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be a little blip, I think, when it happens, when it signs. It's not going to be met with massive fanfare when Daniel Jones signs with a new team. But it will be an interesting little news story when it does happen.
Now, can we address the elephant in the room?
Which is?
Because everybody, is it you, Sean? Well, it kind of refers to you. As soon as Daniel Jones got released, collectively around our country, people rushed to Twitter or X to tweet the exact same thing. And I want to credit our very own Sean Morash. Sean was the first one. He was first one I saw. Our morning show host, Greg Giannotti, will be hosting Bomer and Gio live in a couple of hours. He was second. So I give him the silver medal right after Sean. And then everyone else followed. They all copied Morash and then eventually G. And you know what that idea was?
No, tell us.
Jerry Jones signing him before Thanksgiving.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
So we get Daniel Jones versus Tommy DeVito. And I hand it to you, Sean. It's a great idea. It's sexy as all hell. It's a Steinbrenner-esque move. It's not going to happen.
Of course.
But it's funny. I'll give that to you guys. Very funny.
Let's be honest. The NFL right now, and look, with gambling and fantasy and everything, they're never really worried about this, is staring at the barrel of their 4:30 Thanksgiving game being Cooper Rush versus the New York Giants, and it looks awful on paper. If that ends up being Daniel Jones versus Tommy DeVito, that is sexy as all hell. So I know it won't happen, but that would be great for the NFL if they got
it
that.
It would be great TV. It reminds me of Steinbrenner, because I remember he kind of did that with Doc Gooden back in the day, where he signed him, sent him down to Tampa, and 5 minutes later, he's starting again. The Mets at Shea Stadium in 2000. And it was great TV. It was great theater. So I think we all agree it would be great theater. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and honestly, it could be if they didn't invest in Trey Lance. I still think at some point this year, Dallas, as bad as Lance is, when you trade a fourth-round pick and his season gets lost, you're going to have to turn to him before you're signing Daniel Jones.
It's really odd about Trey Lance. Like the non-playing, Cooper Rush has not been anything to write home about, and Trey Lance can't even sniff it. They traded for him. It's not like they got him, you know, on the cheap. They gave stuff up for him.
Yeah. Jerry Jones, if you're listening, you know what to do. Make things interesting again. Buck the trend. Tell Mike McCarthy, who's daddy, I'm daddy, and go sign Daniel Jones. It'll never happen, but I credit you, Sean, and everyone else who followed you. It's a wonderful idea.
Now, let's be honest.
General manager, of which I am.
If Dallas did this, who do you think wins the game, Giants or Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they know Daniel Jones?
No, but I think it's Tiki. This is just like a sports fan thing. So clearly, as an analyst, you're going to just break it down. I respect that. As a sports fan, we know how this ends. I mean, come on, Giant fans, Jet fans, we all kind of know where this would go. He threw 4 touchdown passes. He's sticking up all of our derrieres.
CeeDee Lamb would break a yardage record.
Probably.
Right.